This is an audio version of the article A, B, A, P, R, A, P, What It Is, What It Replaces, and Why It Matters, by Rakesh Narayan. Available at rakeshnarayan.com. At some point in the last few years, someone told you to use RAP. Maybe it was a SAP note, a project architect, or a job posting that listed RAP experience required. And if you came up through SEGW-based OData development, your first reaction was probably, why is SAP replacing something that already works? That question is fair. The SEGW Gateway framework did work for a long time, for a lot of projects. But it had a problem. It was not built for the cloud. As SAP moved toward S/4HANA Cloud, BTP, and the Clean Core principle, SEGW became the thing holding development back. RAP is SAP's answer to that. This post explains what RAP actually is, what it replaces, and what the manage versus unmanage choice means in practice. No boilerplate syntax. Just the mental model. Foundation Post's RAP builds on two concepts covered elsewhere on this site. Less than BR greater than CDS views, and the VDM in SAP S4. HANA explained the data layer that sits beneath every RAP business object. Worth reading first if CDS is new to you. Less than BR greater than OData protocol in SAP V2. V4 and how it works, RAP is how you expose OData services the modern way. Both are worth reading first if you are new to either concept. The problem RAP was built to solve. Building an OData service in the old world meant working through the SAP Gateway Framework Transaction SEGW. Manual Model Provider Class MPC and Data Provider Class DPC code. Separate registration steps. And a layer of boilerplate that nobody genuinely enjoyed writing. Every service was a custom construction job. That was manageable in an on-premise world where you control the release cycle. It became a liability in the cloud. SAP S/4HANA Cloud requires upgrade safety code that survives automated updates without manual remediation. SEGW services, with their direct database access and undisciplined class hierarchies, could not make that guarantee. There was also a capability gap. SEGW had no native draft handling, no standardized locking, no out-of-the-box support for deep entity structures. You built all of that yourself. Every project. Every time. Key takeaway: RAP was not built to be a better way to write code. It was built to make ABAP development upgrade safe. Cloud ready. And standardized, with the framework handling what every developer was previously writing manually. Following image, SEGW versus RAP comparison diagram on white background, showing the old manual MPC and DPC class approach on the left versus the clean RAP layered architecture on the right. What RAP actually is? RAP, the ABAP RESTful Application Programming Model, is SAP's strategic programming model for building transactional OData services and fee OATree applications on S/4HANA and BTP. It has been available on-premise since S/4HANA release 1909, September 2019. And on the BTP ABAP environment, Steampunk, since its initial release in 2018. Every RAP application is built from the same three-layer structure. The layers are distinct. Each one has a specific job. The following table shows layer and what it does. The discipline RAP enforces is separation of concerns. The data model, the business logic, and the service exposure are three different artifacts. In SEGW, they were tangled together inside the DPC class. In RAP, each layer is explicit, testable, and independently maintainable. Practical tip: ABAP Development Tools, ADT, in Eclipse is the required development environment for RAP. The ABAP Workbench, SEAT, cannot create RAP objects. If your team has not moved to ADT yet, that is the first step. Not the most exciting one, but a non-negotiable prerequisite. Managed versus unmanaged, the choice that matters most. When you define a RAP business object, you make one foundational decision. Who handles the CRUD operations and the transactional buffer? The RAP framework or you? That choice gives you two implementation types, managed and unmanaged. Getting this decision right saves significant development time. Getting it wrong is expensive to undo. The following table shows managed and unmanaged. The SAP community guidance is consistent. Start with managed unless you have a concrete reason not to. Unmanaged RAP is powerful, but every mistake in the transaction handling becomes a production issue. It is not a last resort. But it should be a deliberate choice, not a default. Practical tip: there is a third option worth knowing, managed with unmanaged save. The framework handles all the interaction logic and transactional buffer, but you write the save sequence yourself, useful when you need to call existing BAPIs or function modules at the point of persistence. SAP community consensus consistently points to this as the best of both worlds for brownfield scenarios. Warning: you cannot use a BAPI that issues a commit work inside the RAP save sequence. The RAPLUW, logical unit of work, controls commit and rollback. If your existing BAPI commits internally, you need to wrap it and release the wrapper with C1 to maintain cloud compatibility. Following image, RAP implementation type decision flow on white background showing a decision tree, manage for greenfield. Manage with unmanaged save for BAPI integration. Unmanaged RAP as a last resort. What RAP replaces and what it does not. RAP is SAP's stated replacement for SEGW-based OData development going forward. That means no more transaction SEGW-based. No more manual MPC and DPC classes. No more separate gateway registration. The entire artifact set is different. The following table shows old approach, SEGW and RAP equivalent. What RAP does not replace: existing SEGW services in productive systems. Nobody is rewriting working OData services just because RAP exists. The practical picture in most S4 HANA landscapes in 2026 is a mix: legacy SEGW services running untouched. New development in RAP that is expected and supported. Note: RAP is mandatory for SAP S4 HANA Cloud Public Edition. On-premise S4 HANA and Private Cloud Edition support both RAP and SEGW. If your organization is moving to public cloud, RAP is not optional. It is the only supported development model. The clean core connection is direct. SAP's clean core strategy, formalized with the AD maturity model in August 2025, defines upgrade safe extensibility as the target state. RAP, combined with released CDS APIs and ABAP cloud restrictions, is how you build at level A or B on that scale. ACGW-based extensions with direct table access sit at level D. Related reading: the clean core principle connects directly to the S4 HANA migration conversation. Less than BR greater than read, SAP S4 HANA versus ECC. The real difference covers what actually changes in the development model when you move from ECC to S4 HANA. RAP and the broader SAP stack. RAP does not exist in isolation. It is the transactional layer in a wider development model. And understanding where it connects to the rest of the stack saves a lot of confusion on projects. CDS views. RAP business objects are built on CDS views, specifically CDS entities defined as root views with composition associations for parent-child structures. The CDS views you define for RAP are not the same as the analytical CDS views used in reporting. They carry behavior annotations and are exposed through the service binding, not consumed directly by SQL queries. If CDS views are new to you, read the CDS post on this site first. RAP without CDS is not possible. The data model is the foundation, not an optional layer. FEOHV elements. RAP is the backend model that FEOHV elements apps are built on. The annotations you add to your CDS views at UI.lineItem, at UI.facet, at UI.selection field. Drive the fee OHRE elements UI directly. No custom SAP UI5 code required for standard patterns. RAP and fee OHRE elements were designed together. And that relationship is intentional. SAP BTP ABAP environment. On BTP, RAP is the only supported model for building transactional applications. The BTP ABAP environment, Steampunk, enforces ABAP cloud restrictions. No direct access to SAP standard database tables. No classic ABAP OO patterns that bypass the released API surface. RAP is built for exactly that environment. Best practice if you're building on SAP BTP ABAP environment. Use RAP, managed implementation, and released CDS APIs only. Direct select on SAP owned tables is blocked at runtime in that environment, not a guideline. A hard restriction. Following image, SAP RAP ecosystem diagram on white background showing RAP business object at the center, connected to CDS data model. Fee OHRE elements, SAP BTP ABAP environment and clean core extensibility. At a glance, ABAP RAP essentials. The following table shows concept and one-line summary. What to take away? RAP is not a stylistic preference. It is the direction SAP has taken the ABAP platform on, and the evidence is in the restrictions. Not just the documentation. BTP ABAP environment blocks non-RAP transactional patterns at runtime. S4 HANA Cloud Public Edition mandates it. The Clean Core Maturity Model scores SEGW extensions at the bottom of the scale. The mental model shift is this. In the old world, you control the plumbing MPC, DPC, transaction buffer, locking, everything. In RAP, you declare intent and the framework handles the plumbing. Your job is business logic, not infrastructure. For greenfield development, that is a significant reduction in both code volume and risk. The honest caveat, most SAP landscapes in 2026 are not greenfield. They are full of existing SEGW services, BOPF objects, and Z tables that nobody is rewriting. RAP is where new development goes. Existing investments stay where they are, maintained but not migrated for the sake of it. Know the model, know where it applies and apply it deliberately. Related posts on this site, CDS views and the VDM in SAP S4, HANA explained the data model layer that sits beneath every RAP business object. Essential prerequisite. Less than BR greater than O data protocol in SAP V2. V4 and how it works, RAP exposes O data services. This post explains the protocol those services use. Less than BR greater than SAP S4 HANA versus ECC, the real difference, the broader picture of what changes in the development model when you move from ECC. Less than BR greater than ABAP object-oriented programming classes. Objects. Interfaces. Every RAP business object is built from ABAP OO classes and interfaces. This is the prerequisite mental model. Less than BR greater than ABAP fundamentals that still matter, the ABAP foundation that RAP builds on, what still applies and what has changed. Less than BR greater than is AP BTP. The platform explained the BTP ABAP environment is where RAP is mandatory. This post explains the platform. Published on rakeshnarayan.com articles. https://rakeshnarayan.com/articles/ABAPRAP, what it is, what it replaces, and why it matters.